Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
9:44, 16 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time really does fly because it was back in 2019 that the Hard Rock collapse happened, and that's when we started to find out a lot about the permitting department. But how much has changed between now and then in 4 years? Well, let's find out. Ed Michelle joins us, New Orleans Inspector General, who has got a new report out that talks about inspections and permits and third-party inspectors and all that. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Tell me what what prompted the report and what investigation, whatever you want to call it, and what you found.
Well, this was an audit of it was a performance audit of safety and permits, focusing on inspections performed by third party inspectors. And you know, the scope of this audit was all building, mechanical, and electrical permit inspections conducted by third-party inspectors during 2022. But before we discuss this audit, I wanted to share and to keep in mind that our 2022 audit of safety and permits, we discovered that city inspectors actually, you know, didn't show up for inspections for about 20% of the inspections. Wait, we tested in person.
What was the time frame on that?
So in our audit that we conducted in 2022, we discovered that city inspectors did not perform in-person inspections for about 20% of the audits we tested. And we also determined that the city inspectors didn't spend an adequate amount of time conducting these inspections if they actually did show up.
So what happens when they didn't show up, or if they didn't spend the adequate time, what was the result?
Well, those inspections were passed nonetheless. So, it's critical. You know, it's also important to note that city inspectors have GPS in their vehicles, so we can actually confirm, you know, if they arrived at the site, how long that they were at the inspection site. Whereas third party inspectors, which was the focus of this audit, they may not have GPS in their vehicles, and if they do, safety and permits may not have access to that information. So The purpose of this audit was to verify that safety and permits implemented adequate policies and procedures for inspections performed by third-party inspectors, and to verify if third-party inspectors complied with safety and permits policies and procedures.
Did they?
Well, so one other thing to keep in mind. So last year, the city had about 28,000 inspections in 2022, actually. 31% of those, which was about 8,800, were conducted by city inspectors, but third-party inspectors conducted about 19,000, which is about 68% of the total inspections. Mm-hmm. So, improperly performed inspections, and you asked me why we did this, mm-hmm. this audit, improperly performed inspections could lead to catastrophic and deadly situations, as well as significant litigation against the city, and it's imperative that safety and permits ensures that third-party inspectors perform their inspections in compliance and to make certain that buildings and work performed comply with the applicable codes. You want to jump into what we found?
Yeah, let me take a step back real quick for people that don't know it, have never been through the process. There are building codes when it comes to electric, when it comes to plumbing. Things have to be done a certain way. And that's why the inspector comes out to make sure that you got to have a permit from the city. And the inspector comes out to make sure that everything's being done properly before the walls are sealed up because you, well, I get it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was talking about with catastrophic stuff with electricity or plumbing or be it foundation or whatever it is, you want to make sure that it's done right before it's hidden away. And that's why the city has inspectors, and you heard about either not showing up or not spending enough time there and it passing anyway. And now we're talking about third-party inspectors, and the question is, who's inspecting the third-party inspectors? That, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And our first finding, Tommy, revealed that Safety and Permits had actually not hired a full-time compliance officer, as they had committed to doing so to resolve the findings of our prior audits. And so the compliance officer position is important because it's responsible for quality reviews of inspections performed not only by third-party inspectors, but city inspectors as well. And having a compliance officer on staff can lead to efforts to prevent and detect compliance risk. During this audit, we discovered that third-party inspectors did not submit inspection reports for about 44% of the inspections tested. So in this case, third-party inspectors didn't submit the required photographs, and our sampling was 93 inspections. And in all 93 inspections, we didn't find any of the photographs that should have been included in your normal inspection. And let's talk about what those photographs are and what they mean. The required photographs must include the exterior address of the inspection site, a photograph of inspectors at the inspection site, and a photograph of inspectors at the site with their credentials. This photographic documentation is necessary because it confirms that the inspector conducted an adequate inspection of the permitted work, as well as confirm that they were actually present at the site, because you remember the last inspection audit we did, we determined that some of the inspectors simply just weren't showing up. So it's critical that they actually take these photos and include them in the report. And in this case, they did not include them at all.
Let me take a step back here, Ed. Who is vetting these third-party inspectors? Who's approving those? Or is, because you said the what position was not filled?
Oh, so the compliance officer position wasn't filled. So, you know, now keep in mind, city individuals that are having these plans done can contact the city, right, and hire a city inspector, or they can hire a third party inspector of their own choosing. So this is either way, either route that a prospective builder or citizen takes to have their work reviewed that's up to them. And so these third party inspectors are out there doing this work, but as we found, you know, in the first finding, they're not even taking these photographs. We also discovered that they didn't, that safety and permits didn't even implement an inspection checklist, not only for third party inspectors, but for city inspectors as well. We tested a sample of 93 permits, and we found that in 100% of the inspections that we tested, there was no checklist performed at all. And a checklist is needed to help the inspectors ensure more comprehensive inspection. And again, we did a previous audit and recommended that they conduct a checklist policy, but they never actually created it, and they didn't actually provide it to third-party inspectors.
One thing I just want to throw in here is that people can get, when you say people can get their own third-party inspector, a lot of times that's the contractor that the people are doing business with that gets a third-party inspector, right?
That's correct. Right. And I just want to reiterate that the reason why checklists are so important is because these checklists can be used to provide a specific data on the building and any deficiencies that the building may have. So as a result of the delay in the creation of the checklist, we can project that third-party inspectors did not submit, you know, the required inspection checklist for about 16,000 inspections conducted in 2022. Let's talk about why these licenses are so important, if you don't mind.
I want to talk about that, and I want to get to where we go from here with this. We only have a couple of minutes left because this disturbs the hell out of me.
Yeah, so third-party licenses provide proof of certifications, which validates their expertise to perform these functions. And in some cases, safety and permits approved inspections that were submitted by third-party inspectors with expired licenses. Mm. So we need to really make sure that this is consistent, and we, like I said before, really bad things can happen. We also determined that safety and permits didn't conduct quarterly meetings with third-party inspectors. Can we, since we don't have much time, do you want me to jump into the recommendations?
Please.
So based on our findings, our first recommendation was that they actually should create a full-time compliance officer position whose primary duties include performing these quality inspections. Safety and permits indicated that they were going to hire this compliance officer in the first quarter of 2023, Tommy, but they actually didn't hire this building inspector until 2 years later, around March 17th of 2025. But we have hope now that this new compliance officer is going to review and perform these building electrical and mechanical inspections, and will actually be able to identify and mitigate these risks.
Let me ask one question real quick before we're out of time, Ed, and that is this. If there is a shady contractor doing work in Orleans Parish and he wants to get his own third-party inspector, no pictures are being provided of this, and seal up the walls with sub-code work, that would be pretty easy to do right now, would it not?
Well, I think because of the attention that has been focused on this now, there's no greater motivation than sunshine, right?
And I'm not trying to encourage anybody to do this. I'm just trying to warn people that hire contractors. That's all.
Yes. So if people have some concerns, you know, people spend their life savings for a house or to build or to correct the necessary repair. So if they think they've gotten a faulty inspection, or they think that the inspection wasn't performed up to code, they can always hire an independent contractor. And if people believe that this is going on, we have a hotline at NOLA at www.nolaoig.gov, and you can call our hotline or you can submit a tip anonymously.
Thank you, Ed. I hope you can come back and talk about this some other time, because we never have enough time. We'll talk to Noel when we come back, see what he's got planned. But there's no reason not to have a picture when you just take one with your phone of what's behind the walls. And 93 out of 93 times, no picture? Come on, man. We'll be back. WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.